Hello.
Hello, is Betty Butler there?
Speaking.
Yes, I'm Chris. I'm from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm merely conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. I'm sorry, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
And what is your age?
68.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will probably not vote?
I will vote. I'm a vote.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thinking about the issues facing the country right now, which of the following issues do you most want Congress to be focused on? You can select up to two. It's a long list. You can tell me whether to pause on which one, or you can hear them all and tell me which ones do you think they are.
Okay.
The list goes as follows. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Standing up to...
That's one.
Okay. Let me go through all of them because we can choose up to two.
Okay.
Standing up to the rise in racism and discrimination, reducing gun violence, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, providing affordable childcare, reducing crime, fighting inflation, protecting LGBTQ rights, improving K through 12 public school education, improving the economy, increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration, protecting women's reproductive freedoms and abortion rights, protecting voting rights, and fighting threats to our democracy.
So, that's it?
And that's the list. You mentioned lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. What would be the second one?
Yes. And gun violence.
Gun violence. There we go. Reducing gun violence. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you feel you can get ahead?
Just keeping up with the cost of living.
Thank you. Similarly to the other question, in your opinion, which do you think are the greatest obstacles to economic success and upwards mobility in this country? You can select once again up to two. The list goes as follows. Racism and discrimination. Poor life choices and values by some, sexism or unequal pay or treatment for women, not enough good role models, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, too many people depending on the government for handouts, lack of good paying job opportunities, inadequate program to help people in poverty, poor work ethic, or the breakdown of the families, of the traditional family structure? I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little.
I said the first one you said was what?
Racism and discrimination.
That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the other. Wait just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You still on here?
Yeah, so you can select another one if you want.
Okay, so was one discrimination?
The first one, racism and discrimination. We already checked it.
Okay. Okay, and then the second one is, let's see, I don't remember all the kinds of it.
If you want to, you can tell me just based on your opinion, what are the greatest obstacles to economic success, and I will mark it and see if that's the one that you remember.
Okay. Okay, did you have anything with the lowering the student rate for college?
The college, unfortunately not. But we do have, do you need the list again?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Okay. The first one was the one that we checked, racism and discrimination, poor life choices and values by some, sexism or unequal pay for or treatment for women, not enough good role models, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich, too many people depending on the government for handouts, lack of good paying job opportunities, inadequate programs to help people in poverty, poor work ethic, or the breakdown of the traditional family structure?
The one for the rich. What is it? That's the one.
Okay. Unfair, or rigged. Unfair or rigged. Yeah. Okay. So, unfair or rigged economic system for the rich.
But no, they don't want that one because they get enough as it is. We don't get. So you don't have unfair conditions for the poor?
I think that's the closest one that we can get to that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that's unfair conditions for the rich, though.
Yeah. The other one was inadequate programs to help people in poverty.
Well, I'll take that one.
Instead of racism and discrimination, or?
No, I want race and discrimination, but I want unfair conditions for the poor.
I think
the first one I choose unfair conditions for the rich, right?
Unfair or rigged economic system for the rich? Yes.
No. That one. Do we have the poverty for the poor?
The other one for the poor was inadequate programs to help people in poverty.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay. So we settled with racism and discrimination and inadequate programs to help people in poverty.
Right.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
I just heard on the news.
So that would be a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
That was a lot.
A lot. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
No, I don't oppose it.
So do you somewhat support it, or somewhat?
To remove a book from the schools, I don't report. Support that.
Oh, don't approve it. So somewhat oppose or strongly oppose it?
I strongly approve it.
Okay, thank you.
Oppose it.
Yes.
Oppose it.
Yes. Now, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please just let me know.
Okay.
The first one is Barack Obama.
The first one what now?
Barack Obama.
100.
Donald Trump.
Oh, I'm very cold on that.
So from a 0 to 100, where 0 means you feel very cold and 100 means you feel very warm and favorable?
Oh, 0.
Okay. Critical race theory or CRT?
I understand that one.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris?
Yes.
A 60.
Kevin McCarthy?
0.
Beyonce?
Be who now?
Beyonce? If you're like a fan, sure, I'll put a, yeah.
Beyonce?
Yes.
Oh, 70.
Joe Biden?
80.
The gay rights movement?
The civil rights movement, 100.
The gay rights movement, 100?
100.
Okay, thank you. I know it's ways off, but thinking about the 2024 election, presidential election, if that election was held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Cornel West, the third party candidate, for whom would you vote?
Bye.
Thank you. Now we're going to switch things a bit. Please rate how much each of the following would impact you personally on using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact on your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have an impact on your life. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The first one is... Yes.
Zero is a lot of effect on my life.
It's 0 to 10, where 0 means no impact at all, and 10 means major impact. Any number between 0 to 10.
Okay.
The first one is crime and violence in this country.
10.
Affirmative action ending.
10.
Climate change.
10.
The country's economy going through into a recession soon?
Ben.
Thank you. Now, with this one, I thank you very much for your patience, but we still have a few more questions to go. Now, I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with a policy. Ban assault weapons.
Agree.
Do you strongly or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
The second one is, the government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition.
I strongly agree.
The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. The government should provide free child care to all families. Somewhat agree, you said? Or somewhat disagree?
Yes, I somewhat agree.
Okay. The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use.
I strongly disagree.
Raise the salaries of public school teachers and support staff.
I strongly agree.
Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers.
I strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Okay.
In which, if any, of the following situations should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? A father's adopting a child, yes or no?
Yes.
When dealing with a mental health episode?
Yes.
Fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Mothers adopting a child?
Yes.
Death of a family member?
Yes.
Caring for a family member with a serious health condition?
Yes.
A sickness or serious injury?
Yes.
Mother's giving birth to a child?
Yes.
Thank you. And now, how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say it's very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Very often.
Thank you. Now, have any of the following things happened to you or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Has your or a family member, a car was stolen or broken into?
No.
Home was vandalized or broken into?
No.
Violent crime such as assault?
No.
Money or property was stolen?
No.
Now we're going to switch gears once again. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
14.
That would be, I'm sorry.
And two. I went for 12 years and then two vocations.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Now I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. Please tell me how often do you regularly watch or read them in the span of a week? Your local TV news, is it very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Often.
Somewhat or very?
Huh?
Somewhat often or very often?
Very often.
Fox News?
No, I don't look at Fox News.
So seldom to never?
Never.
Okay. CNN?
Somewhat often.
Okay. MSNBC?
Often.
That would be very or just somewhat?
Very often.
Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS?
Often.
Very often or somewhat?
Very. Very often.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you say you're a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Not strong.
Now, which of the best describes your current health insurance coverage? Do you have Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer, health insurance you bought and paid for yourself, no health insurance, other?
Insurance on my employer.
Thank you. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? Is it you?
Me.
Okay. Now, would you please tell me into which category, into the following categories, the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household, and just stop me when I get to your category. Under $15,000, $50,000 to $30,000, $30,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, 75,000.
30 to 50.
Okay, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, and this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. You're being very kind.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
All right.
Goodbye.